Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. To take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We get a chance, Mark, you want to tell us about death squads here tonight in a little bit. To cheer you up, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls, though, the primary element, and ladies come first. So let's talk to Heather, listening in Texas. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Heather, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say I'm so thankful that we, the people, still seem to have a small voice, and that small voice, you know, I remember hearing recently 5%, I believe, of people were all that were fighting during the revolution. And so that little small voice is huge. And I'm just really thankful that we have that and that you guys are intelligent and we get to kind of band together. So what I'm calling about is to say I'm choosing to stand up rather than to stand down. And when it comes to all of the tea parties and the tax issues, I've read a book recently called Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth of Taxation in America. And it's very focused on the rule of law. And I want to just encourage Tea Partiers and all of us to consider looking at that book, maybe, as a potential guide to further study into what the law says. And it is a fascinating truth. And
I'm going to have to ask my board up to put you down, too, while we talk, because there's a cell phone issue that when you aren't talking, it sounds awful. But when you are talking, it sounds great. So it sounds like, to me, what you're saying is that there's this book, and Wayne is nodding his head in here. He's very familiar with it. So you're encouraging people who are going to these tea parties to essentially not pay the federal government, right?
Actually, I'm encouraging people to look at what the law states, and from what I am learning and have understood, it states that only those who work for the federal government or for a state government are required to pay tax. And as a matter of fact, prior to the 1940s, our parents, grandparents knew that, and only 4% of people paid an income tax prior to the 1940s, which was extremely closely related to the percentage of people who worked for government.
It's very interesting, and I've heard these things before, but I'm curious, Heather, what do you think would happen if you were called into a government court and you presented that information to them?
You know, with the corruptness that is there, I'm not as confident as I wish I could be. However, I would stand up for the rule of law as Congress.
What if they change? What if they? Here's another question for you. What if they, the government people, decided they were going to change the law, what you call the law, their code? And what if they changed it to make it really explicit? Every human being within these geopolitical geographic boundaries known as the United States must pay X percent of their income to the federal government. Obviously, it's not that simple, clearly. But what if they went ahead and simplified it that far and they just made it real clear? You know, law number one, this is it. Everybody must pay this arbitrary amount. Would you then still be in favor of the so-called rule of law?
I am in favor of the law that has been written by our Congress since the 1800s and has not changed. And the Internal Revenue Code is written from that law. Therefore, the law supersedes that code. But they are very perfectly and completely related to one another. As a matter of fact, the code is it's the law rewritten, but concisely put into the context of income tax and so forth. Now, if I were taken into a courtroom today standing up for the rule of law, then I would hope and pray that I would have a judge, which I would not count on. However, I would be very hopeful that I would have a judge that would uphold the rule of law as it is written today.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's the
right.
That's really the tough part, because, and look, I'm asking you these questions as somebody who doesn't pay income tax, okay? So I'm all
right.
Marty on board with that. I try to avoid sending as any money at all to the federal government gang.
But you do it from a moral standpoint, not a legal standpoint.
Correct. I do not take the stand that I believe in anything they write down on paper. I don't believe that they, whoever they are, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, have any moral justification over my life, that they can rule me and tell me what to do or tell me what to pay them or tell me what I can't do. I don't care what they write down on paper because I did not tell them I wanted their services. I'm not interested in their little government thing that they do or their big government thing that they do. I'm not interested in that. And so it wouldn't matter to me what their words on paper said. So that's where I come from on it. And it always kind of disappoints me to hear people say, well, if it's the law, then I'll obey it. Well, there are all kinds of bad laws in the past, and I highly doubt that good people I don't think good people should obey bad laws.
Right. However, what I am getting at, and I agree with you, and I'm with you, and I'm there. What I'm getting at is that if you choose what the law is saying, according to what I'm understanding, is if you choose to have a privileged position with a governmental entity, then you choose to pay the tax.
That would make sense.
I choose personally not to have a privileged position with a governmental entity. Therefore, if a form is filed against me or if somebody erroneously files a 1099 or a W-2 or takes out Medicare or any of those things for me, then I say, hey, IRS, I just want you to know that is not true. They have filed a wrong form. And that's what I'm getting at with cracking the code is he clearly states that out. And I just want to encourage people to go find out the truth of that you don't have to work for the government in a privileged position where you are required to pay an income tax.
I think you're right. If you're signing on to work for the state or if you're taking state benefits, then yeah, it would make sense that you'd have to jump through their hoops and to do what they say. So that I think that makes sense. Wayne, you want to?
I want to say I believe now the book is very explosive politically, and I believe that the author of the book, wasn't he thrown in jail?
He has not been thrown in jail. He has actually gone to trial number 5, I believe it was, as of this past Monday. And if you go to his website, losthorizons.com, you can read all of the transcripts of the cases of them trying to, the government, the IRS, and it's progressed up from the first IRS agent who questioned his information on up. They have tried to suppress the book. And this is not my opinion. This is what I'm reading there, and so I'm just passing this information on. They've tried to suppress this information because, let's face it, everybody thinks they have to pay taxes, and the government, they make reports every year about, these are the ones we got who didn't know better. Ha, ha, ha. Look how much we got from them.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. People like the guy you're talking about that wrote the book, Cracking Your Code, and others like Irwin Schiff and Larkin Rose, all these tax freedom advocates are very dangerous to the government. Whether their particular method of avoiding or not paying federal taxes is going to work or not is another question, but they're all dangerous to the government because they encourage people to think to some extent for themselves and to attempt to withdraw from that system in whatever way they think is the right way. I don't think there is necessarily any right way. I don't think that there's any guarantees, and I think that you're approaching it from as healthy a perspective as you possibly can, Heather. I mean, listening to what you've been saying here tonight, you've come across this information, you want to apply it in your life, but you're not living under the delusion that it's going to work for you, in that if it does come down to some sort of courtroom showdown, that you're not under the delusion that the research that this man has done to write his book is in any way going to be persuasive to the government judge who gets his paycheck from the organization calling themselves the United States government. He has all the financial and moral interest, if you will, from his perspective, in perpetuating the government so he can perpetuate his job and his career and his pension. And so it's very unlikely that anybody, no matter what their particular perspective, will have success. But I still think it's important to do what you're doing. That is encourage people to stop paying from whatever the perspective is. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. We give you the features there free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, so head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can experience the Shrine of Female Listeners there. It's one of the many features of the site. It allows our lady listeners to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. And you can do that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but for whatever reason, you aren't able to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to take care of these brave men and women who, by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls about what you want. It's Shannon listening in Mississippi. Shannon, you're on Free Talk Live. Shannon in Mississippi, going once.
Are you there, Shannon?
Shannon in Mississippi, going twice. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. All right, so Mark, Death Squads, what about it?
From Shannon to Death Squads. All right, this is from the Anti-Press, and you can go check it out. Actually, I got it off of freetalklive.com, the rating the stories there. The media waits 4 months on and still no official NATO press release on the existence of Special Forces Death Squads. This past week's WikiLeaks release of footage showing the deaths of more than a dozen Iraqis in the summer of 2007 has generated a great deal of desperately needed public dialogue in regard to the reality of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan as opposed to the perception of wars presented to us by the corporate media. And I think that a lot of people are, you know, under this sort of deluded opinion of how wars are fought now. We only kill bad guys now.
Do they really believe that?
Oh, I think they do. It's crazy. We've got smart bombs. Only dumb bombs kill bad people, good people, right?
Wow.
And if you kill a few, if you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. And but, you know, the official numbers of Taliban, not Al-Qaeda, Taliban in Afghanistan is less than 2,000 people. In this country of, I don't know, millions? I don't know. I don't know how many people are in Afghanistan, but hundreds of thousands, certainly.
A
few million, likely. Yeah. 2,000 men? How are you going to drop bombs and kill 2,000 men? Does that make any sense to anyone?
Nope.
Anyway, let me go on. Using soldiers as cops, it's always a bad idea. It's like sending in butchers to do meat cutting. It doesn't make any sense. For more than 3 months, another story has been unraveling.
28 million, by the way.
The implications of which are far more startling than the information uncovered by WikiLeaks. True to form,
really?
The corporate media coverage of this event has an inverse relationship to its apparent gravity, meaning the coverage has been about zero. Since the last days of December, the details of this event have been coming into focus, and the emerging image strongly suggests that a coalition death squads have been operating in Afghanistan. Coalition meaning, you know, Western forces. Specific to the case.
So likely mostly U.S. and U.K., basically?
People like that, I don't know.
Isn't the coalition mostly U.S. and U.K., and then there's like a few Italians in there? The Italians went home, didn't they?
I've gotten confused with the two countries that we were fighting wars in and how, you know, the whole world loves us.
The five guys from Iceland
that came over or whatever. I'm confused.
Wayne seems to be acknowledging it. Isn't the coalition a group of countries, and each political designation has thrown in a certain amount of men into the coalition. Isn't that correct?
Yes, but the United States is probably the most prominent one there, and some of the countries seem to want to pull some of their men out now.
Right, as Italy, Italy did.
I've heard that in Iraq, but I haven't heard that in Afghanistan.
It's not the same coalition between Iraq and Afghanistan?
No,
absolutely
not.
It's a different coalition.
Yeah, this is the good war, remember? And we have the good president now.
I see. But you don't believe, Mark, that the coalition is mostly United States?
I would say that it's mostly the United States.
Okay.
That's just me guessing. I haven't looked at these numbers. I cannot answer. I don't have, you know,
I'm not
a foreign policy guy.
It's a U.S.-led and U.K.-led war for the most part. And it seems like the U.K. is more tagging along with the U.S. than really leading things. At least it's been my interpretation this whole time between both Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's right. And with Afghanistan, what's interesting is the United States government bombed Afghanistan initially because they said they had to go after bin Laden there, who allegedly did 9/11. And then they went over and, of course, they kind of pulled the switcheroo game, got into Iraq, and now they're back in Afghanistan again. And I'm wondering, I know there's probably oil involved here and poppy, and I think that's probably what the real issue is. Now, Afghanistan historically has been a place that all empires go to die, and I would guess that this will be the same case.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. So what about this coalition, Mark?
Specific to this case, a group of special operations forces landed outside of a village in the middle of the night after receiving reports from informants that improvised explosive devices, IEDs, the big scare of this war, and I want everybody to listen to this next paragraph. It's amazing to me. They were being manufactured there. After finding what appeared to be two groups of unarmed, fighting-age males sleeping in two rooms, just imagine that you were a soldier there, you know, sort of dropped in. All right, guys, we've got IEDs in this village. I need you to go in and take out any bad guys and get the bomb-making equipment. Go, 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 go. Just imagine that this is you. After finding what appeared to be two groups of unarmed, fighting-age males sleeping in two rooms, the reports indicate that the force summarily executed all of them using silenced weapons. Mm. Unfortunately, it appears as if the special ops team had not entered the sleeping quarters of an IED cell, but the dormitory of a private school for boys.
Oh, boy.
On December the 27th, the military reports began filtering out of Afghanistan's Kunar province regarding the deaths of 10 civilians, including 8 school children, as a result of Western military operations. Imagine how you feel if you live in Afghanistan and the foreign military people who are bringing freedom to you do this. Maybe you don't want freedom if it involves your son being shot in the middle of the night by silenced weapons without even getting woke, you know, without even waking up.
This after everything else they've already done, including killing wedding parties.
Story after story after story of this. People. And it's amazing how people can write it off, collateral damage.
Yeah, well,
it has
probably,
to happen.
It's a big front. The school's a front. It's a front for a training ground for terrorists.
They don't say that. They say to themselves, maybe they do. Maybe some of them say that they really did get terrorists. Maybe I don't know what they say. It's sickness to me.
Well, you wonder why that more U.S. soldiers have died from suicide than died in combat since 2002. You wonder why.
So thinking about what they've done.
What they've done, yeah.
I wish that number would sink in for people. More U.S. soldiers have died from suicide than have died in combat since 2001.
By the way, here are your DGM.
What are you doing to your children, people? You chicken hawks that send other people's kids to fight and die and shoot other people's children? All for what?
So here's the info on the coalition, 50,000, over 50,000 troops from the U.S. It looks like Italy is still there with over 3,000 troops, so I was wrong about that. United Kingdom with 9,500, Germany with 4,000, France over 3,000, Italy 3,000.
Yeah, I thought France was involved.
Canada, Poland, Netherlands, Turkey, Australia, and 34 other countries. So, as I said, it is mostly a U.S. and U.K. Thing. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Not that it matters. The violence is violence, right. And it's violence against peaceful people who have not harmed anyone else.
From the Anglo-American Empire.
And, of course, it bears pointing out that the September 11th attacks would likely never have happened had the U.S. military not been meddling in the Middle East in the first place. We're coming up. Forget anything. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. We'll take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Listen in. We've got our listen lines, our live streams, webcam, and more. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? You know, diets don't work for you. I know they don't work for me. Whenever I try to go on a diet, I make it about a day, maybe a half a day. I get so hungry, I decide that that's it for me. I'm eating no matter what I've got to eat, and I usually eat something fatty and full of calories.
Twinkies.
I've never been one for sponge cake. But I did find something that worked for me, and it's a product, it's a supplement called Caroluma. And I couldn't find something that I liked specifically that was on the market, so I went to a friend of mine who makes this stuff, and you know, he had some of, you know, his experts formulate this, and it's super concentrated, more concentrated than anything you're going to find on the market that has Caroluma in it, and it's called Luma Thin Plus.
I named it.
I did. Nice. You can go to lumathinplus.com, see my silly picture there. Hear me pitch it right there on the website. It's pretty funny. You know, I'm schlocky pitch man that I am. But this works for me. I recently quit smoking. I'm still losing weight. I got up to 195 pounds, like size 36 pants. That's big for me. I've, you know, always said I'm going to stay in size 32s, and I was out of control. I couldn't do anything about it. If you're out of control on your weight, try LumaThin Plus. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in a week. It's not that kind of diet program. You don't have to change your diet in any way, shape, or form, except taking these pills twice a day. Your appetite will be suppressed. As I understand it, they have some kind of fat burning, property, but I don't know specifically all about that. Anyway, LumaThinPlus.com. I do know it works for me.
All right, we're back with more of your phone calls here at 800-259-9231 as we go to Robert, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Robert, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to make two quick points. The first one being the whole Republican approach of anti-big government, every chance they get, big government this. I think that's rather unpatriotic approach, seeing as how this is America, this is not North Korea, this is not Afghanistan or Iraq. The government doesn't torture us in any way, shape, or form. They're here to protect us, and if you really give them a fair shot, they do a good job of doing
it. Do you really believe that?
Say that again? Yeah,
well, I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat, but you really believe the government's here to protect you?
I mean, when you compare the United States versus other countries, I mean, the postal system and our healthcare system, just everything, I mean, it's way better.
Okay,
I mean,
so when you compare cancers and you find out that your cancer isn't quite as malignant as the rest of them, that's something to celebrate, I suppose.
Well, if you have cancer and your cancer is not terminal versus something they can treat, yeah, you better celebrate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to celebrate this cancer because this cancer kills people. This cancer kills people. The governments in the 20th century alone murdered millions of their own people.
Over 200 million.
And this government is no different. It has killed hundreds of thousands of its own people, maybe more than that. Who knows? But no, the government is a vicious disease of mankind, all governments. Some are better than others, but that's not anything worth celebrating because they are still based in coercion. They're based in force and aggression against peaceful people. And even if they don't end up killing a bunch of people, as they inevitably do, they still end up aggressing against absolutely everybody. So if I'm being protected, how come I'm being forced into it? I want to be protected from force, and the same agency that you're claiming is protecting me is actually the agency that is threatening me.
There's obviously some exceptions to every situation, but by far, if you go to another country, your life is going to be way worse. And I'm independent also. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I voted for Bush and I voted for Obama. I'm just saying, you know, where I come from, especially the type of neighborhoods where I come from in Houston, America is very nice compared to other countries. And, I think it's unpatriotic. I think it's unpatriotic because I love this. I love America. I'm not going to leave for anything, you know. But I think it's unpatriotic for the Republicans to make people fear big government. There are some things to fear, obviously, but we live better than 75% of the rest of people in the world. So, you know, you gotta give them at least a little bit of credit.
Point. Wayne, what'd you say there?
I said we do have a better quality of life than many countries, but our quality of life is declining sharply now because big government's stealing all the money and giving it to their friends. And there's less money for us. So when you say big government, I mean any government that gets too big becomes a threat to the people. And Thomas Jefferson said that dissent is actually one of the greatest forms of patriotism. So being unpatriotic, I don't buy that. If you're against big government or this big government.
But the thing that you're missing, I think, is that the Republicans aren't against big government. They're only against
government. Yeah, they're lying to you about it.
Right. They're for their form of big government.
Right,
right,
against
right.
The Democrats
right.
They're for a big military. They're for a big government that butts into people's personal lives and, you know, a big war on drugs and all kinds of big government programs. It's just that when the Democrats are in charge, that's when they all of a sudden start yelling about small government again until they can get elected and they can have their big government. So really the issue to me is government, period, and the way it operates. And the way it operates is by coercive force, by the threat of violence, in that if you don't do exactly as they say, how they say to do it, or if you do what they say that you can't do, then they will use force against you and put you in a cage. And this is the organization you're claiming is protecting me. That's a bunch of nonsense. They don't protect you, and they have no obligation to protect you. They have none whatsoever. The Supreme Court has ruled again and again the government has no obligation to provide you with any services, especially the service of protection. It's just not true. It's just a fantasy.
Right. Okay, the second quick point I wanted to make, I agree with you guys a lot. The second point I wanted to make was the Republicans are basically, for the most part, anti-abortion, and I think it's very contradictory to be anti-abortion and then on the other hand, be so willing to send our teenagers over to war and fight for oil. I mean, that's like saying, okay, you know, once you get 18, you can die, but we can't abort you while you're in the room.
I agree too. What about the death? What about the death penalty? I agree too. What about the death penalty?
Wow, I think in some rare extreme cases, the death penalty is acceptable.
Tell me about the rare extreme cases.
I seen a video on online one time where a guy just hops out of his car and he opens fire on a police officer, killing him. And Columbine situation, mass murdering situations, of course. Anything really, I would really like to see the death penalty go to pedophiles, you know, that rape kids and things of that nature. Maybe not seriously the death penalty, but just a lot more stricter rules. The death penalty is okay in some extreme situations, though, you know,
What you're pointing out, what it seems to be that you're saying is people that we know for sure did it. And I think that's the biggest problem with the death penalty is
right.
that we don't know who did what. And there's many times that the evidence, many, many times. There was
right.
recently an Innocence Project meeting of 500 people. Was it 500 people that have been exonerated? Couldn't be. More than 100 people exonerated from death row met in Atlanta recently to talk
right.
about this. And what must it be like to have not done it and then sitting on death row, how many times do you go up to that electric chair? And I think that's the biggest problem is the government is a big, ponderous organization that is unaccountable for what it does, and it makes mistakes all the time. Why would we want that organization executing people?
Right, exactly. Well, like I say, it'd have to be extreme for me to say, okay, that guy deserves to die, you know what I mean? Because like you said, you just don't, on a case-by-case situation, I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, you know what I mean?
It's also more expensive to the taxpayer to have the death penalty because you have to go through all the appeals and everything.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times it ends up the guy was innocent anyway.
It's costly. And life in prison stinks. And even if you had this like sort of stepped up sort of punishment, like being on death row, but you know you weren't being punished. If you had to live sort of in isolation in the same way the death row inmates do as the sort of supreme punishment in the United States, I think that would be the worst. I think that's the worst punishment. Living on death row is a worse punishment than dying.
Robert, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the number. We've got enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site and they're free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing more internet listeners on board with the program. So, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. You'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only Call-In Lines, Amp Only Podcast, which is commercial-free, by the way, and get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls to Scotland. Tommy, you're on Free Talk.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, if William Wallace or Mel Douglas was kicking about, he would say, you may take our lives, but you'll never take our free talk.
Awesome.
You'll never take our free talk. You can record that and play it back, because Tommy in Glasgow says, never take our free talk. I've only been listening to you for a short while, and I've grown to love your program because you're open and honest, guys. And like I said at the start, my first opinion of you was proven to be correct. You know, you're far better than the radio programs over here in the UK. You know,
now, tell me something, Tommy, if you would. Now, I've heard that the UK doesn't actually have talk radio in the same way that we have it here in the United States, that pretty much all you have there is the BBC for talk.
There's one other radio station, Talk Sport. It's called Talk Sport. It does mostly sport, mostly during the daytime for about 12 hours, and then it jumps in the nighttime in the evening to talking about current affairs, news, agenda. But coming from a mainstream angle, there is really no other anybody else I've searched about. You know, most of the radio is music radio. Even the people who go and try and start their own radio stations, all they seem to do is want to just produce music.
Yeah.
Myself, as I say, I've been doing it now 3-4 weeks. I've started it myself on a Monday evening, 10 o'clock my time. I don't know what time it is. We're about 5 hours ahead, Eastern Standard Time or Western Standard Time, about 7 hours. But I've been trying to do something like that myself, because there really is a dearth of people out there talking and giving the information out there. So it's just standard information you get.
So what can be done about that? I mean, Tommy, is there pirate radio over there in the UK? Does that happen very much since the boat that rocked? Do you still have pirate stations popping up here and there and getting taken out by whatever your equivalent of the FCC is?
Well, mate, I'm doing the pirate radio myself. It's me. I'm not the pirate left in Scotland and Britain, the UK.
Really? Yeah, well, no, really? You're actually a pirate radio broadcaster? We just happened to stumble across that information with you?
Well, no. In the sense that what I do is I sit and use the Wi-Fi from a multinational broadband, and I sit in my little taxi with my little netbook and a microphone, and I broadcast to the planet, pirate-styly, old-school, sitting in a little taxi, doing it for 2-3 hours.
So you have your own podcast that you do from your taxi?
Live feed, a live stream I get going out on a Monday night, in my taxi, sitting in my cab, broadcasting in the belly of the beast, Scotland, the Freemasonic capital, saved when...
Now, who's actually listening? I mean, is somebody actually listening to your taxi cab thing? I mean, how do you promote that?
Yeah, because, well, what's been going on, my friend, as I said, I've been phoning the UK radio stations, giving my point of view, giving my take on things.
So you've been calling in the radio stations, giving your point of view and plugging your website, and that's actually worked out and it's gotten you some listeners?
Well, no, see, I've only started my website in the last 6 months, but for the last eight years, I've been phoning in UK radio stations, basically explaining my viewpoint, my take on it. As I said to you before, chaps, I became a Muslim just 3 weeks to the very day before 9/11. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on the defensive for that last 8 years,
yeah,
explaining to people what has been happening, using Alex Jones, using people yourself, people with a mind and a brain from the United States have been educating me, and I've been passing much of this information on to the UK through the
radio
station.
So I imagine you've been talking to people about how Muslims aren't a bunch of savage killers that want to murder Westerners.
Yeah, just to point out, it's probably false flag operations. Britain has been guilty of false flag operations against the Irish. You know, I came from an Irish background. So I've been phoning in radio stations, mainstream radio stations, airing my viewpoint, taking 5-6 minutes, whatever airtime they can give me, jamming the airwaves, fighting against luminaries.
I'm surprised you can even get through on it. You're talking about calling music stations with this?
No, this is like Talk Sport. They want to do the news and events and BBC 5 Live.
So BBC does take calls? BBC has shows where they open phones and take calls?
You can check out, yes, BBC Radio 5 Live. Radio 5 Live.
What about your website, Tommy? I'm sure our listeners are curious.
Yeah, if you type in Google, just type Radical Tommy. Radical Tommy, and it'll come up. Radical Tommy. It's Radical Pacifist Online.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and maybe you get a couple extra listeners here. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's Radical Tommy from the UK. Righto.
That is a thick accent.
It's great. You can still get what he's saying, though. Like, if you listen, you can't really understand every word.
You have to pay attention.
Well, yeah, even if I'm paying attention, I still can't really understand every word. But there's enough context in his statements to where even the stuff that runs together and it's a blur to me, I can still understand what it is that he's trying to get across.
I'm usually exhausted after the call. I'm just trying to keep up. I don't want to lose it. I have to pay total attention to what he's saying when he speaks. It's funny.
All right, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Hey, since we're over across the pond, Wayne, you've got something about a story out of Europe somewhere, right? What's going on?
Well, yes, just when you thought the EU bureaucrats couldn't get any more insane, the European Union has declared traveling a human right and is launching a scheme to subsidize vacations with taxpayer dollars for those too poor to afford their own trips.
Whoa.
Antonio Tajani, the European Union Commissioner for Enterprise and Industry, proposed a strategy that could cost European taxpayer hundreds of millions of euros a year, the Times of London reports. Traveling for tourism today is a right. The way we spend our holidays is a formidable indicator of our quality of life, Mr. Tajani told a group of ministers at the European Tourist Stakeholders Conference in Madrid.
I'm not sure those
15th.
Those two statements mean anything together. I mean, yes, I think the way you spend your leisure time does indicate what your quality of life is. I don't know that indicates a right.
Well, it's just interesting to me what they're calling rights these days. I never really would have thought it would get this silly. Normally when you hear people talking about what they believe should be a right, it's stuff that you kind of think of, well, okay, you could give it to them and that, well, that's important. Health care is important, but it's not a right because, well, the reasons why these things aren't rights is because you don't have the right to force other people to your will. You know, I don't have the right to go down to Cancun and have the people that paid the money to build a hotel and pay all those people to work at that hotel to allow me to just have myself a good old time in one of their hotel rooms because I have a right to a vacation.
Extract their labor.
Same thing with health care. I don't have the right to go down and force doctors and nurses to give me attention because, well, their time is worth money. They deserve to be paid for their efforts and their time and their whatever they invest.
But the government's going to pay it for you, Ian. They're going to pay to have your health care taken care of for you so you won't have to worry about it.
What's next? If vacations are a right, that seems beyond. I mean, it's just how about
luxury
sports?
Automobiles?
Right. How about sport? How about going to sports games? I mean, that should be a right too. I mean,
sure.
Are they
going to
pay for all of the vacation, or are they just going to cover the airline and the hotel? Will they also pay the the prostitute that somebody buys when they're down there as well? I mean, that's part of the vacation, right? They're away from the wife, so.
Well, let's get into that. The plan gets just who gets to enjoy the travel packages has yet to be determined. Would see taxpayers footing some of the vacation bill for seniors, youth between the ages of 18 and 25, disabled people, and families facing difficult social, financial, or personal circumstances. The disabled and elderly can also be accompanied by one other person. Ooh, goody. The EU and its taxpayers are slated to fund 30% of the cost of these tours, which could range from youth exploring abandoned factories and power plants in Manchester to retirees
safe.
Yeah. Look at these empty factories, kid.
Here's your frayed wire, kid.
Yeah.
to one retirees. Day, Europe was a lot more prosperous, kid.
Yeah.
Here are our empty factories.
Oh, unbelievable. To retirees taking discount trips to Madrid, all in the name of cultural appreciation. Now, this sounds like an Onion story, if you ask me, but it's not.
It's ludicrous.
It is insane. Absolutely.
The commission is literally considering paying people to go on holiday. Mats Pearson, a pro-reform think tank, Open Europe, told Britain's News of the World, in this economic climate, it's astonishing the EU wants to bribe people with cheap holidays.
Amazing.
It really is.
Ian, did you just yawn on air?
Did I go across the mic?
It went across the mic.
Yeah,
people listening to this podcast hours, days, weeks, months, years later will be yawning because you have done that
past your bedtime.
There is more coming up here tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Get some sleep.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.